Do you see how he places the entire blame on them for both their foolish pride and what appears to be his own folly? I'm not trying to stand out, but rather trying to liberate you from this harsh bondage. I have to boast a little. However, it's important to examine not only what is said, but also why. Samuel also offered a high praise of himself when he anointed Saul, saying, "Whose ass or calf or shoes have I taken? Have I oppressed any of you?" And yet no one criticizes him because he wasn't saying it to promote himself. He was preparing to appoint a king and wanted to teach him to be humble and gentle under the guise of a self-defense. And notice the wisdom of the prophet, or rather the loving kindness of God. He wanted to dissuade them from their plan, so he warned them of many difficult things their future king would impose on them, such as making their wives grind at the mill and the men shepherds and muleteers. He detailed all the duties related to the kingdom, but when he saw that they were not deterred, he tried to be gentle with them and temper their king's behavior. That's why he made the king a witness. No one was accusing him at the time, forcing him to defend himself, but he said those things in hope of improving the king. And to deflate his pride, he added, "If you and your king will listen, you will enjoy such and such blessings. If not, you will suffer the reverse of all." Amos also said, "I was not a prophet nor a prophet's son. I was a shepherd and a tender of sycamore fruit, and God called me." He didn't say this to elevate himself, but to silence those who doubted his prophetic credentials and prove that he was not a fraud who made up his own prophecies. Another prophet said, "Truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of God and might," to establish the same point. David also was not boasting when he described his encounters with the lion and bear. He was doing it to accomplish an important and incredible feat. Because it seemed impossible that he could defeat the foreigner unarmed, he who could not even carry weapons, he had to provide evidence of his courage. When he cut off Saul's robe, he didn't do it for show, but rather to dismiss suspicions circulated about him wanting to kill Saul. Therefore, it's crucial to always consider the motivation. If someone's aim is to benefit his listeners, even if it means praising himself, he shouldn't be criticized, but rather commended. And if he remains silent, then he should be criticized. For if David had remained silent in the matter of Goliath, they wouldn't have let him fight the battle or achieve that glorious victory. Hence, he was compelled to speak, not to his brothers who distrusted him as much as the king did because envy blocked their ears. He therefore ignored them and relayed his story to the person who hadn't yet developed any envy towards him.